This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. One of the last tasks of the gardening season is tool attention. You've been abusing your trowels, shovels, pruners, and hoes all season, leaving them scattered about your yard and gardens to let Mother Nature do what she will to them. Or again, maybe that's just me. Regardless of who's been naughty or nice to their tools, it's time to clean them up and get them ready for storage. Every year, I intend on putting neon tape on my tools so I can spot them when I get distracted to take a phone call or wander off to another project, and nearly every year, I still manage to lose a tool or two through the season. Once you've collected your equipment, hose off any chunks of dirt. In a perfect world, you'd be cleaning your tools after each season. We all know better than that. Once the initial dirt is cleaned up, it's time to take some steel wool to the rusty parts. If the rust has really taken over, use a steel brush first. For pruners, axes, and knives that may have some sap on them, use a little paint thinner on a cotton cloth to clean up the gummy stuff. Be sure to wipe all your tools dry. Then apply a coat of oil. One recommendation is to thin a quart of motor oil with a pint of kerosene and apply a thin layer of this mixture with a clean cotton cloth. This isn't enough oil to cause the EPA to hunt you down, but if that bothers you, use a vegetable base oil. That's what I do. I have made a concerted effort to clean my tools each time I use them and then plunge them in a bucket of sand and vegetable oil a few times. The abrasive quality of the sand helps further cleaning, and the oil leaves a light coat on the tools. I've sprayed my tools with Pam, and they were just fine. Check out GardenBite.com for more information, and of course, find GardenBite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.